I am he. I am Jesus Christ, and I am here to shatter, 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 shatter in the four planes of matter the entire serpentine lie promoted by Vladimir Lenin and those others who were behind the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia and the establishment of the Soviet Union. Let this entire lie be shattered, starting at this point, which is the focal point for the retreat of purity, for truly, no greater impurity has ever been put upon humankind than this lie of the freedom of the masses through communism. It has been said by some historians that the concept of the meek inheriting the earth was promoted to the greatest extent by Lenin himself. Yet I, Jesus, hereby witness that this is a complete misunderstanding on not only the concept that the meek shall inherit the earth, but also of what it truly means that the masses, so to speak, shall be free. For certainly, communism, as envisioned by Marx, Engels, Lenin, Trotsky, and others, was not designed to set the masses free. It was designed from the very beginning to entrap the masses even more firmly than ever before. For I can have witnessed to the fact that Lenin himself is the highest-ranking arch-deceiver ever to take embodiment on planet Earth. Thus, there are no more subtle, deceptive lies than what you find in the writings of Lenin. Not that I hereby encourage you to study them, for unless you have attained a fairly high degree of Christhood, even reading the words of Lenin will be like a toxic to your mind. Yet the reality is that the meek are not the ones who are downtrodden. The meek are the ones who have transcended duality. Truly, the word meek is not the ultimate translation of the original words I used in Aramaic, where a far better translation would be to talk about those who are non-dualistic. Those who see the vision that all life is one. And so, when you see that all life is one, you can never be ensnared by the dualistic logic that in order for one group of people to attain freedom, another group must be killed. Death can never lead to freedom. This is one of the messages of my mission to Earth, that you are not set free through death. You are set free only when you transcend death. And thus, even though Lenin himself denied the existence of a God, the existence of anything spiritual, and thought that he would be liberated by death, I can assure you that the life stream of Lenin was not liberated by physical death, for This life stream was, of course, attracted to the very level of hell that corresponded to his consciousness. And thus, he has been in constant torment there ever since. A torment that continues because of his own unwillingness to realize what lies he has perpetrated upon humankind, and to realize the consequences of what he truly set in motion with the Soviet Union. For even though he knew that Stalin did not live up to his image of a more refined leader, and even though Lenin himself would have been shocked over the extent of the killings perpetrated by Stalin, it is nevertheless a reality that Stalin is a product of Lenin's philosophy. For it is not possible to free the proletariat through communism. And this is proven by the need to kill so many people in order to uphold the communist state. It is proven by the need to kill freedom of speech, as even instituted by Lenin himself. And thus, you will see that the typical characteristic of the arch-deceivers is that they are deceived by their own logic. And thus, they are the last ones to see through that logic. And thus, I, Jesus, come to anchor here in this city of Arkhangelsk, which is the closest city to the retreat of purity. I come to anchor here the sword of Christ. I shall anchor it over the central square with the heroic statue of Lenin, that this statue will be at the spiritual level the focal point for the sword of Christ, and that the statue may eventually either be taken down by the awakened people or be swallowed up by the earth itself. For truly, this abomination of desolation shall not stand against the sword of Christ. What then is the sword of Christ? It is the sacred word, but it can be depicted as a shaft of light that is almost like a sword in the sense that it can cut through the densest lies perpetrated by the mind of Antichrist. Yet it is a sword that has a double edge, so that when you seek to point the edge at someone else, there is an edge that is pointed towards yourself. And that is why I said to judge not, for you will be judged by what you send at others. And thus, indeed, the life stream that was embodied as Lenin is judged by what he has sent out towards others, and his attempt to enslave the people even more than they were enslaved under the previous rulers of Russia. For he saw that the very fact that the so-called proletariat had submitted to these leaders in the past proved how easily they would submit to his own leadership and that of the state. And so the entire promise of freeing the workers was nothing but a sham. The serpentine logic of saying one thing while doing the opposite, the serpentine logic of accusing other rulers of enslaving the people while you indeed yourself have every intention of enslaving the people even more. This is a characteristic of the serpentine mind. It cannot accept responsibility, and thus it always projects responsibility and blame upon others. Thus you may ask, why the flame of judgment? Why the sword of Christ anchored next to the flame of mercy offered by Kuan Yin? Well, it is indeed because there are many people on earth who cannot receive mercy, for they cannot accept that they need mercy. They have been so enslaved by the lie that they think they have done nothing wrong. And thus, what is holding back Russia from transcending its communist past is not the workers, not the proletariat. It is the many people who were part of the Soviet past, or who have not let go of it, the dreams, the lies promoted in the Soviet past, and therefore they do not think they have any need for mercy, for they think they have only done what was right for the greater cause of freeing the people. And thus can you see that according to the law of free will, you cannot receive mercy until you accept that mercy, and you cannot accept mercy in your being until you acknowledge that you have something for which you need to be forgiven. And thus, it may be all well and good to tell people to forgive others. But as I said 2,000 years ago, do unto others what you want them to do unto you. But the hidden meaning is, as said before, that before you do to others, you must first have done to yourself. And so how can you truly forgive others until you forgive yourself? And how can you forgive yourself until you realize that you have need of forgiveness, for you have done something that was not according to the reality of Christ? And how can you have this realization until you see the reality of Christ? And this, of course, you cannot see through the veil of duality. And thus something must cut through that veil, that people might be awakened, that their third eyes might be touched by that shaft of light that suddenly awakens them that to the fact that there is a reality beyond the dualistic polarities and the dualistic struggle and the dualistic logic of the serpents. For thou shalt not surely die by eating the forbidden fruit, but thou shalt not surely live either, for there is nothing sure in the logic of the serpent. Only Christ is sure. Only Christ is life. And thus, let me give you a new word to ponder. You have heard of forgiveness, but I ask you to ponder a new expression, forgive-upness. For you cannot forgive. You can only forgive by giving up. You cannot forgive by letting go of something if you think that letting it go means a loss for yourself. For as long as you have remnants of the ego in your being, you cannot bear the sense of loss that the ego will have when it feels like you are letting go of something. And of course, as long as you are an embodiment, you will have elements of the ego in your being, or you will not be able to stay in a physical body. I know well that people have portrayed the idolatrous image that I had no ego during the last 3 years of my life, or perhaps that I never had an ego in that embodiment. I know well that there are spiritual people all over the world who believe that their guru is the only enlightened one. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, that I had elements of the ego with me until a moment when I gave up the ghost. And such is the case for anyone else who ever has taken embodiment and ever will take embodiment. This is part of being the meek, that you have the humble realization that you are not a perfect human being, and thus you do indeed have need for the reality of Christ and the mercy and forgiveness of God. And therefore you can extend that to others. And so you see, you cannot forgive if you think that forgiving another means that you lose something, whether it was a desire for revenge, a desire to punish the other, a desire to prove them wrong or to prove yourself right or to prove yourself superior. But you will not be able to let it go as long as your ego thinks. It will require a loss. And thus, how can you truly forgive up? Only when you realize that forgiving, by giving up, you are not losing something. You are gaining something. You are losing what seems valuable to the ego, but you are gaining what you now see as more valuable to yourself. For you are gaining freedom from the very condition that you think you could not forgive in another. For that which you cannot forgive in another is naturally what you have not forgiven in yourself. And therefore I can assure you that what you cannot forgive in another, you do indeed have in yourself. For otherwise, you would not even think you needed to forgive the other for that condition. And that means that what you cannot forgive in others is what you have at hidden levels of your psychology, and it is holding your back from following Christ. Or did I not say, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Well, as long as there is something that is important to you, then you cannot give up that something and follow Christ. And therefore, you will be able to give it up only when you see that following Christ is more important to you than holding a grudge against your brother or sister. Only when you truly see this can you give up. And you will only see it when the shaft of the Christ light touches your third eye, and therefore the scales fall from your eyes and you see the reality that I am. This then is the gift I bring on this day. For I assure you that as a spiritual being, if you want to make it through the last 3 months of the year of the mother without being pulled into some kind of negative spiral, then you need to truly pay attention to the need to forgive up anything you hold against another human being, or even yourself. And truly, in order to sail into the year of the Holy Spirit with the wind of the Spirit in your sails, you need to forgive up everything. No one has ever done anything to you For you are the only one who can do something to yourself, for you are the one who has free will in your being. And of course, this is what people will not acknowledge. This is why the masses have submitted to leaders, and this is why leaders have fed them the lie that they can be free without taking responsibility for themselves, for the state will do so. Do you not see that communism is not based on telling the workers that they have the seed of Christ within them, and thus they can become spiritually self-sufficient? They can rule themselves. Nay, the proletariat needs someone to rule over them, namely Lenin and his consorts. Show me a person who is seeking to truly free the proletariat so that the proletariat can rule without being ruled by anyone. And then I might grant you that that person has a measure of Christ consciousness. But certainly anyone who says that you will be free by following me is not out to set the people free. For you will never be free by following anyone who sets himself or herself apart from you by making themselves superior to the very people they claim to free. Only those who have the Christ vision and therefore see the oneness of all life can be the open doors for setting people free. All others will be the false gurus who will lead the people from one calamity to another until the people have finally had enough and thus say, we can no longer follow these external authorities. We must go within and find the kingdom within. We must find the true Christ within ourselves rather than the false Christ that is hanging on those wooden crosses in so many Christian churches around the world. For certainly, while communism is one expression of Antichrist, most Orthodox or mainstream Christian churches form another expression of Antichrist. The Russian or Eastern Orthodox Church certainly being no exception to this, even though some will argue that it has less of a perversion of my original teachings than the Catholic Church. And while I will grant that this is the case, this still does not mean that the Eastern or Russian Orthodox churches represent me, represent the consciousness of setting the people free from any external or earthly authority. You can never be free through an external authority. That is a key. And with that, I thank you for your attention as I have completed the anchoring of the sword of Christ in this place. Thus, it is finished, and I am He.